And now, Mary Foster, the editor's daughter. Mary Foster Lord has determined to take her children and move out of the home of her father, Henry Foster, if he insists on letting John Redmond publish the Sentinel for one issue. Henry, you know, promised to do so because he lost a golf match with Redmond. Mary enters her father's office to hear his final decision.
Oh, sit down, Mary. I've been expecting you to come out here.
Well, what have you decided, Dan?
You mean about Redmond?
Uh-huh.
Only honorable thing for me to do, as I see it, Mary, is to let him put a crew of his men in here if he insists on it.
All right. I'm not going to discuss it with you anymore.
Well, now hold on a minute before you go back in the house.
What?
I'll allow him to put his crew in here, but I'm going to be present to see what they do. I don't believe they'll try any trickery with me around.
Dad, you know how I feel about it. There's nothing further for me to say.
Gracious, I don't know what's happened to you lately, Mary. You ain't in favor of anything I try to do. Don't you even want me to live up to an agreement?
Yes, darling, up to a point. But it's utterly senseless to go beyond that point. You're not called upon to let Redmond's crew come in here and get out your paper. Tom Daggett can do it.
The agreement called for the winner to have the complete say.
Yes, I know, but it didn't call for... Oh, what's the use? Daddy, if you insist on letting Redmond ruin your press and your business, that's up to you. As soon as I can find a place for the children and me to live, Dad, I'm going to move.
Well, I can't say I'm glad to hear you say that.
I think it would be better all around. Sandra will be here, and she can see to your meals. And of course, I want you to feel free to come to Jimmy and William Henry and me anytime you want to.
That boy Jimmy needs me to look after him, Mary. You ought to consider that.
Dad, I'm not going to talk about it anymore now. Come in. Oh, Mrs. Darby. Good morning.
Good morning, dear. Care to walk downtown with me?
I'd love to, but I have to finish up the housework and get Dad some lunch. Later on, I thought I'd take William Henry out in his carriage. It's such a lovely day.
Isn't it, though? Beautiful. Well, has your father come to any decision?
Yes, he's going to let Redmond's crew walk in and take over.
That's not so good.
Oh, it's just plain stupid. Dad is cutting his own throat and nothing else but.
I was pretty sure, though, that would be his decision, Mary. Whenever a matter of principle enters into anything, you can always tell how Henry will decide the right and honorable way.
Oh, I know it, Mrs. Darby, and I appreciate his uprightness.
There aren't many men like him, Mary.
Oh, I know that, too, but to my mind, circumstances alter cases. And Dad just isn't called upon to let John Redmond ruin him. I don't care what the agreement was. Oh, I wish you would.
It won't do any good, but I'll talk with him. By the way, how do you feel today about moving out?
I've definitely decided to go, Mrs. Darby. Just as soon as I can find a place.
You're going back to work?
Oh, I'll have to.
Well, what about the children? Who's going to take care of them?
Well, I'll just have to look around and find some woman who can come in. Other women do that. I don't see why I can't.
Well, you can, of course. Although these days it isn't easy to find a capable woman to look after children. Well, if you're bound and determined to go, why don't you move into my house? I'd love to have you.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Darby. You're sweet, but I wouldn't think of it.
I don't know why you wouldn't. I'm an old lady with nothing much to do. Not only could look after the children, but I'd be delighted to.
No, it would just be an imposition. No, I'd better have a place all my own.
Well, of course, it might give you more of a feeling of independence, which is a good thing, but I'll stick to what I said yesterday, dear. You better find yourself a good husband and find him quickly. The sooner the better.
Right now, I don't seem to have the slightest interest in men.
Oh, you're annoyed with your father, that's why. But don't forget this. He thinks the sun rises and sets on you.
Yes, I really believe he does. Oh, it isn't going to be easy leaving him, Mrs. Darby. I think the world of Dad. I always will. But for a while, anyway, I know I'd better be off by myself with the children. Little things are beginning to get on my nerves. For example, the other night, I didn't want Jimmy to have mince pie for his supper. It always seems to upset him, and he's too young for it at that time of night anyway. Well, Dad upheld Jimmy, and I had a terrible time with the two of them.
Henry can't refuse that boy a thing, can
he? I don't like refusing him things either, but
I know.
Sometimes it's for his own good. Anyway, after I got Jimmy into bed, I heard Dad going up the back stairs, something he never does. So I investigated, and sure enough, he was taking a piece of that mince pie up to Jimmy.
Well, yes, of course, I can see your point, Mary.
He's been doing more and more things just like that until my nerves are just about snapping. I wasn't going to say anything about it, though, and then this golf business came up, and that was just too much.
I think I might make the same move in your place, Mary. And if you'd like me to, I'll look around and see if I can help locate a place for you.
Oh, I'd certainly appreciate it.
Well, I have a number of good business connections here in town. Perhaps I could find a place for you. Meanwhile, I'll go out and talk to Henry. Now, keep your courage up, dear.
Oh, my courage is excellent.
Good, good enough. You'll hear from me later on. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Garvey.
You're a hard-working man, aren't you, Henry?
Oh, morning, Edna. Glad to see you.
Thank you.
Sit down, won't you? I'm extra glad you called in, because I want to talk to you about Mary.
About her finding a place of her own to live?
Oh, she told you about it, did she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. Now, I wish you'd talk her out of that idea.
I have no intention of doing anything of the kind, Henry.
But look here, Edna. You can't possibly mean you think it'd be a good thing for her to leave here.
Why not?
Well, it just ain't a good idea, Edna, from any angle whatsoever. She's got a mighty nice home with me, if I do say so, for both her and for the youngsters. And there ain't any sense in her leaving, and then paying rent and not having me to look after them.
Yes, she has got a nice home here, Henry, but it isn't her own home.
Well, yes, it is, too.
No, sorry, but it isn't. Not from a woman's viewpoint. Because one of the strongest urges in a woman's nature is to have a place of her own, even though it's only one room. And the urge is even stronger when she has children of her own.
I just can't see that at all.
You can't see it because you don't want to see it.
Listen, the only reason Mary is going is because she's mad at me on account of letting Redmond come in here.
On the surface, that would seem to be the reason, but basically, no. Basically, it's just what I told you, and I know what I'm talking about. There's just one thing for you to do. Let Mary go.
You mean, in other words, she's got to get this idea of living alone out of her system.
Something like that, yes. She might decide later it's too much of a struggle and want to come back, but she's got to try it and find out.
Well, I don't know. I suppose there is something in what you say, Edna.
You bet there is.
If only I could get over the feeling that the main reason is on account of this Redmond business.
And I'm going to prove to you it isn't on account of that, Henry.
Prove it? Well, how can you?
You just wait and find out. I'll phone you within the hour, or someone else will phone
you. Oh, blast it all. That's another mistake. I can't do anything while I'm in this state of mind. Might just as well go in and talk to Mary. Mary?
Yes? I'm in the living room.
Oh, I didn't know, but what, you gone out somewhere?
I'm going to take the baby out as soon as he wakes up.
Listen, Mary.
What?
I've been thinking over the matter of your leaving this house. I can't help but believe that...
Believe what?
Hold on a second. Let me see who this is. Hello. Yeah. Oh, it's you, Redmond. What do you want? What? Well, what are you yelling so for? Shh. Keep your voice down. I can't understand a word you say. You what? Well, but... Confound him. He slammed up that receiver so hard he must have... Just about took my ear off.
Well, what was it all about?
Blessed if I know. Man must have gone crazy or something. Yelled at me like a maniac.
Yes, Dad, I know that, but what did he say?
Said he was calling off the whole deal of coming over here to get out that issue of the Sentinel. But that he'd get even with me yet. That was the gist of it. He said more, but couldn't bear repeating.
Wait a minute. He isn't going to get out the Sentinel?
That's what he said.
Well, I certainly can't understand that. I hope he means it, but... There must be a catch to it somewhere.
Yes, you'd naturally think so, knowing Redmond. But if there was any catch to it, why would he sound so mad? And I tell you, he wasn't just pretending to be mad, either. He was just plain boiling over.
Oh, golly, I don't know. If there isn't any catch to it, it's the best news I've heard in a long, long time. But what in the world do you suppose happened?
Wait a minute.
What?
I'll bet you Edna Darby had something to do with this.
She did?
Yes. Just what for it, I don't know. But sure as shooting, she had something to do with it. Well, now, what do you know about that? Well, anyway, I feel some relieved, I can tell you.
Well, of course you do, Dad. I can't begin to tell you how relieved I feel, but come on, tell me, what could Edna have done?
I don't know, but we'll find out later. Anyway, now that the deal's off, don't you think you better change your mind about moving out?
No, darling, I don't. I'm sorry, but I just don't.
Well, all right then. If you please. I guess Edna was right, after all. Quite a woman, Edna is. The longer I know her, the more I realize that.
Well, Edna got Henry out of his jam, but how did she do it? And will Mary go through with her idea of moving out of her father's home now that the Sentinel is no longer in danger? Listen to the next exciting chapter of Mary Foster, the Editor's Daughter. Nothing adds more to the enjoyment of a summer day than an ice-cold beverage that looks as good as it tastes and tastes as good as it looks. That's why Kroger's special blend for iced tea heads the list of summertime drinks. You see, Kroger's special blend for iced tea isn't ordinary tea. No, ma'am. As its name tells you, Kroger's special blend for iced tea is special tea that makes such good-looking, good-tasting iced tea you can't begin to keep the glasses filled. You see, Kroger's special blend for iced tea is a secret blend of Ceylon and India teas. It's blended to give you superior iced tea on two counts. First of all, Kroger's special blend for iced tea retains its delicious full-bodied tea flavor after icing. Secondly, it retains its deep, rich tea color after icing, too. And this wonderful, thirst-quenching summertime drink is priced at 35 cents a half pound. There are 132 tall, tinkling glasses of refreshment in every half-pound package. Try Kroger's special blend for iced tea. Now, here is your local announcer.